They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The Road Warrior.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, hi, I'm Bill Radke. President Obama is good at the town hall meeting, and he knows it, so he's in Ohio today trying to take back the momentum on health care. Besides the town hall, Obama will pay a visit to the Cleveland Clinic. Reporter Tamara Keith tells us why.
President Obama has said repeatedly the goal of overhauling health care is to cover the uninsured and to improve quality while cutting costs. At a time when health care legislation is getting hit from all sides, the president is highlighting a hospital system that's widely viewed as a success story.
The total cost is lower, outcomes are better, patient satisfaction is higher, and doctor satisfaction is higher.
Maggie Mahar is a healthcare fellow at the Century Foundation, a left-leaning think tank. She says unlike most physicians, Cleveland Clinic doctors are paid a salary with no extra financial incentives for production. Mahar says that means their only aim is quality care, not billable procedures.
This means that there's no financial incentive for them to run another test, to try another treatment.
Because healthcare is one of the few areas where more isn't necessarily better. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
The president's news conference last night was mostly about health insurance, but he also spoke directly to the financial industry. He said he's thinking of requiring FDIC-like insurance for risky investments, or as he called them, far-out transactions.
So if you guys want to do them, then you got to put something into the kitty to make sure that if you screw up, it's not taxpayer dollars that have to pay for it, but it's dollars coming out of your profits.
Okay, so what is he talking about there? We called law and management professor Hillary Sale at Washington University and asked her how this risky investment insurance might work.
Well, he talked about doing something similar to the FDIC program. In the FDIC program, essentially, the banks pay for their own insurance to cover investors. And the FDIC is one of the most stable regulatory institutions programs right now.
What are these far-out transactions, to quote the president?
Well, we've seen a number of them over the past few years, subprime investments being the worst, where we had all these very risky mortgages sliced up into tranches and sold off to various investors where nobody was responsible anymore for the initial investment.
And give me the pros and cons of this insurance idea.
Well, in the first instance, one of the most positive things about this idea is that the investors themselves would pay and not the rest of us. Right now, the taxpayers are paying for the choices that the investment banks and other investors made with respect to all of the more recent risky investments. Another strong positive is creating some kind of long-range system to deal with these problems and separating out the sort of prudential management of the risk from the actual regulator of the securities, for example, the SEC. Those are all positives. Obviously, at least initially, people will balk at another regulatory structure or program.
Hillary Sale is a Walter D. Coles Professor of Law and Professor of Management at Washington University in St. Louis. Hillary, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, some economic snapshots this morning. New unemployment claims rose last week by 30,000, but the total jobless benefit rolls fell to the lowest level since mid-April. Now, the problem there is some people are off the rolls because they have exhausted their benefits. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales rose 3.5% from May to June, and stock investors seem to like that. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow all are up more than 2% this morning. The Dow is back above the 9,000 threshold, up 181 points at 9,062. Europe, Asia, markets in all those places were also jumping today 2 to 3% to the upside. On the earnings front, AT&T said this morning profits fell 15% from last year. Some of that was the cost of launching the new iPhone model. Ford Motor Company posted a profit of more than $2 billion, but that was mostly thanks to a big debt reduction move. If you take that away, Ford actually lost hundreds of millions of dollars. The real news in the car world this morning is the head of Porsche is resigning. From Berlin, reporter Brett Neely tells us his departure has a lot to do with his nemesis.
Porsche's boss, Wendelin Wiedeking, was credited with saving the company when he joined 16 years ago. Then he set his sights on taking over Volkswagen, many times Porsche's size. He came close, but failed in the end. That left the company with billions in debt just as the recession hit and made it a takeover target for Volkswagen. Auto expert Stefan Bratzel says there's only one way to interpret Wiedeking's resignation.
Now it seems clear that Porsche and Volkswagen will be within a common company.
But Wiedeking, who is Germany's best-paid CEO, won't leave the company empty-handed. He's getting a $70 million golden handshake. To keep critics quiet, Wiedeking announced that half the money will go to charity. One cause he's supporting? A fund to help out aging journalists in need. In Berlin, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
The mayors of two New Jersey cities and a state legislator were arrested this morning as part of a major corruption and international money laundering conspiracy probe. We'll learn more about that at an upcoming news conference. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce endorsed Sonia Sotomayor this morning for the Supreme Court.
Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
And finally, look out Hollywood, here come the video games. This morning's Los Angeles Times reports Microsoft and a French game publisher will do a series of short films based on their popular games Halo and Assassin's Creed. And the thing is, they're making these films with no involvement from the Hollywood studios. Now, of course, other video games are going Hollywood.
Storm, earth, and fire. Heed my call.
Yes, I have the toughest time getting storm, earth, and fire to heed any of my calls. This sound is from the hit game series Warcraft. This week, a couple studios announced Sam Raimi, the director of the Spider-Man series, will direct a live-action film version of this famous role-playing game, or as I believe the kids say, RPG. I'm Bill Radke in Los Angeles. The Dow's up 175 points. Hope you have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.